Oh, wait, we're going?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Okay. Hi, I'm Dorothea. Also, you're listening to, what's our show name? Alpha Delta, 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's our first episode.
You guys, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm Emmeline.
I'm Grace. That's all.
And that's that. Also, hi, Mom. Okay. We're very nervous. Very, very nervous for all you three listeners listening. Okay, I guess I'll just play more music.
Oh, good.
again.
So we asked some people to ask us some questions, and we got a question for Emmeline about how she gets her hair. And because this is radio, how do you get your hair? And because this is radio, I'm gonna ask Emmeline to describe her hair as well, because you obviously can't see it. So for all the listeners,
Emmeline. Oh man, I'm sure they're really wondering. All right, so I have a pretty fluffy, unkempt hair, and because of that, I just shave the bottom part of it, because it just causes me a lot of trouble to have it otherwise. And speaking of that, the other day I actually got it cut by a sweet mate of mine, but it was a borderline traumatic experience, because as he was shaving the underside of my head, 6 different people walked into the bathroom, and instead of actually washing their hands or going to the bathroom in a suite style situation, you have the 2 stalls, 2 showers and 2 sinks, and I was completely out of the way. They were playing music and singing along and just staring at me through the mirror.
Oh.
It was quite strange, but...
But let us see that undercut, though.
Worked out.
It worked out. Fresh. Grace, how do you get your hair done?
I'm a natural blonde, I swear.
Liar.
I also might be dyeing it purple as soon as I know that I am unfit for a professional career.
Amazing.
Nice.
I just think we double down. Know that. Oh, no.
We've just been waiting for you to realize.
Frick. Yeah.
Literally. I have to be an artist then.
Yeah, but you dye your hair too.
I do.
Which I just found out today. I literally thought Grace was a natural blonde, so I'm kind of shook.
Yeah.
Wait, who dyed? Did you get it professionally done?
Yeah, I get it professionally dyed.
How often?
Every time that I'm home. So every few months.
Did you know
Dorothy is dumbfounded.
Did you know this?
I learned very recently. She had me bamboozled for a long time.
I did not know. I don't know how did that fly?
I also came back from winter break with red streaks in my hair, so that should have been your first step off.
That's true.
Did you not notice that either?
Dorothea is not an observant friend.
I'm very bad at observing hair. I noticed this morning that Ellie got her hair cut, and it was she had her hair down to her chest, and then it was to her shoulders, and I was oh, your hair's cut. I did not notice until 20 minutes into our conversation. I'm just really bad at hair, I guess.
Well, but I'm glad someone asked about it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that question was submitted.
Please submit questions to our show.
Yeah, please submit questions by either texting us if you know us, or if you don't know us, why are you listening to us, honestly?
No, we want you to do some Instagram sleuthing. Find us.
Yeah.
Slide into Dorothea specific DMs.
Or,
And we might make fun of you for it, but then we'll answer your question.
Yeah. Truly. We will. Getting lots of questions right now. But, okay. So, I guess we'll play more music.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Cheeks are pink and white. I know that look, I've seen it before. She steps out now, slowly shuts the door. Her chemical curse courses through my veins. A wisp of her hair tangled in my brain. Oh, Audrey, can I stay? The same mistake, the risk I take, it's a choice I'm ready to make. And if I go in the morning, I want more. And if I stay, I go for
Hi. Why is every like opening just me being like,
hi, how are you?
Get closer to the microphone, Dorothea.
Hey guys.
Do it. Breathe down their necks.
Nobody touched that microphone.
The amount of times I've like breathed like my breath all over this microphone is disgusting, and I feel so bad for anybody who sits at this seat.
I think it's hot.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Should I leave?
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay, I'd like to start this one off by saying hi, Mom. Thanks for listening.
Hello, family. Hi, Mom. Hi, Aunt Bren. Hi, Grandma. My grandma's listening.
Mom, you are 5% of our listeners.
Literally.
Thank you.
We have 20 listeners.
I feel like I should get my family involved.
Yeah,
but also
what the
maybe
heck,
not.
Emmeline? Raise our listener count, girl. Okay, so we just played a song by The Strokes, who Grace and I happen to be seeing in how many days?
A few. On Monday.
On Monday.
They're playing in New Hampshire on Monday at a Bernie Sanders rally. So if you liked that song, or you like The Strokes,
or Bernie Sanders,
you should vote for Bernie Sanders.
If you like Bernie Sanders, you should vote for Bernie Sanders. Just an idea. But yeah, it's also free, so we're balling on a budget over here.
I have a feeling, though, he might ask you once again for your financial support.
Just be ready. He's going to be
waiting
for you.
We will give it to him.
I really want to make a sign that's like, I am once again giving you my financial support or something and bring it. Bernie memes.
They're so good.
They're so good.
I saw the best one the other day, but I don't know how many people get this one. It's like, I am once again asking for your strongest potions, which is just... It's the silliest YouTube video. It's just five minutes of this guy with this face filter that like squishes in his face, in which he asks himself repeatedly for the strongest potions. And then the potion seller is like, my strongest potions are too strong. And this goes back and forth for 5 minutes.
I'm so confused.
And Bernie just wants to know if the potion seller can give him
if you
the strongest
have
potions. Just saying, watch it on YouTube. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's called Potion Seller.
If you have potions, please show up to the Bernie rally. We need them. We need the potions.
Need your strongest potions.
Okay. Oh, also, we asked for people to submit questions, and we got a great question from our dear friend and my roommate, Abby Caldwell, in which she asks, are you guys single?
Oh, man.
Abby, I feel like that's something you should know. But boy, do we have stories.
Emmeline has stories.
Emmeline has
stories. I really don't. I was in a relationship for a long time, and then I ended it because we'd been dating too long.
Like 5 years.
Yeah, too long. Anyways, I had waited till this semester. I'm like, all right, I'm back in the game. I'm going to do this. This is my, like... awakening. I downloaded like Tinder and Bumble.
For anyone who doesn't know, Emmeline is super hot.
I don't know if that's true, but anyways, I was having fun.
Damn
like
her.
First week of like booking things up. At one point, I had scheduled 2 dates with 2 different people in the same day.
Literally, 2 hours apart.
Oh my god. Now. Like
she went to a fortune teller.
No, she didn't.
No,
it was closed.
It was closed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing, but so was he.
If any of Emmeline's dates are listening, sorry, guys.
Sorry, but also, why are you listening? That's creepy.
Emmeline's too good for you.
Now I'm suffering burnout. It's like I went hard the first week, but now classes are happening. And my matches expire on Bumble. I have 24 hours to like message them anything, otherwise it expires.
Really?
And like, yeah, I've missed so many connections.
I did not know that was a thing.
I could not be bothered.
Huh. Yeah. Grace is also single.
I have no stories.
You have Bumble
though. Yeah. Don't lie. There are definitely stories.
Not for the air.
Oh, okay.
My mom's listening.
Hi, Grace's mom. I'm excited to meet you.
I love you.
I'm pure bean, I swear.
I swear I'm pure.
Got coffee. 2 different boys.
What else did we? Oh, we have a PSA we wanted to read. Oh, very important.
This one is called "Make a Moment." It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I think the saddest part about that message is that Emmeline can never be a dad.
No. And I just said in today, like, I will never have the opportunity to be a father.
But you'd be the perfect father. She's like the father that would make you listen to, like, classic rock all the time and also, like, feed you, like, chicken nuggets.
You would listen to nothing but Portugal the Man. Are you ready?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what dads are for.
Well,
only takes a moment to make a moment.
We should play some Portugal the Man.
Yeah.
I think I have one in there.
Yeah? You can play it next.
Yeah.
What do you people want from us? Do you want some Portugal the Man?
I think that's what the people are saying.
Yeah?
I'm getting
can
the
you
vibes.
Hear them?
Yeah, they're coming in.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Cool. We'll play that for you guys. We hear you. We hear what you want.
We're listening to the vibes.
Yeah. Okay, please ask us more questions. You can also call in. I don't know what the phone number is. Let's see. Google it.
You can probably find it online. Also, my mom's typing right now.
Oh.
Mom, you should ask a question.
The phone number is 855-915-9636 if you want to call in and ask a question. If you don't like talking on the phone, because I personally am really bad at talking on the phone, you can also Instagram DM
Dorothea,
us.
You're hosting a radio show.
We're all here, though. This is like a conference call.
Oh, gotcha.
I feel like that's a little different. But, yeah, if y'all want to ask us some questions. Does your mom have a question?
She's typing.
Oh, God.
She said the Strokes bus will be at Tufts at 1 p.m. Monday. First come, first served.
Grace's mom is very kindly picking us up. Literally queen. Actual queen. Oh,
my mom just asked, are all of your voters going to vote? I think she meant, are all of your listeners going to vote? But you guys should all vote. And vote for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. This is a Bernie-endorsed radio station.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Please vote, everyone.
My aunt also asked a question. She said, what is the meaning of life and why are we here? So,
life is what you make of it.
Oh, wait. Speaking of that, I found another great PSA. Can I read it?
You know what? We're full of PSAs tonight. Go ahead.
All right. This one is day before earthquake. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before. A devastating earthquake.
What?
You never know what the day before, when the day before is the day after. Prepare tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
So it's an earthquake PSA.
Yeah, so like watch out because it might be the day before an earthquake.
And don't work out the day before an earthquake because it will not matter.
Wait, what did it say about the Greek yogurt?
Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train, you planned a workout, and you skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake.
What?
So if you did all of those things, like be concerned and be ready.gov/today.
Okay, avoid earthquakes. Don't eat Greek yogurt.
Literally, yeah. I think that's what the real message here is.
Greek yogurt, canceled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hope that PSA helped.
Yeah, I hope that helps you with the meaning of life stuff you were looking for. Because, okay, also, Aunt Bren, you are way older than us. No. Those are just facts. And I think, if anything, I should be asking you what the meaning of life is, because my 20-year-old self cannot even decide, like, what to eat for breakfast.
Wait,
so.
We were asked that?
Yeah, my aunt asked me what the meaning of life is.
Oh, we're super qualified for that question.
Yeah.
Like, all together, we have, like, not even 60 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say life is all about having as much fun as you can right now.
Yeah.
So.
And screw the rest. That's why we're skipping class to go to the Bernie rally. Mom, I hope you're not listening. Yeah. Also, we're going to see Sammy Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sammy Ray and Melt. Yes. He's opening for them.
Which, if you want to go, that's too bad because it's sold out.
But they have other shows, so you should go to their other shows that aren't sold out.
Yeah. And also, one of them is a Tufts student, right?
Yeah, Veronica, one of the lead singers of Melt. She's a Tufts student. She's a sophomore. She's super cool. You should listen to her music.
They are awesome.
We should play a song.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Gosh, so we have
much,
that power.
So much.
Yeah,
do
we,
it.
We really
yeah.
do.
All right, yeah,
we'll
get Portugal we'll
play,
the Man.
We'll play Wait. That. Do you want to, what do the listeners
do,
want?
Do Melt first.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. We're
okay.
going to play a song by Melt next, and then after that, Portugal the Man.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Miss Announcer. Hang on, I have to put it on now. What song do we want? I love
Sour Candy.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
See? Vibe sensors.
Okay. I'm adding
perfect.
It. I'm adding it to the... Wow.
Get ready, listeners.
Get
this
ready.
Is going
to
be great.
Get ready. We're about to convert you to this, to her, to them. Okay. It's in. Hacker voice, I'm in.
Okay. Master hack.
Yeah. Here we go. Goodbye.
Sour candy in the boathouse on the lake over.
was the color to paint on you, your heart would be the color blue. Be a gradient from there until your body met your head, which remained a silver. You are the one they call Jesus Christ. But he was born of this world. He was born of all the mothers and the colors of our brothers and the love that was taught to you by the one they call Jesus Christ. Don't worry.
Hi.
Hello there.
Wow.
Okay, the highs are getting both more awkward, but more, like, acceptable. You know hi. What I mean? You said, like, hi, all nasally and close, but
hi.
It felt natural.
It felt natural? Great. Yeah, so our time's almost up, so we wanted to say a goodbye to everybody. Also, if you liked this, which, I mean, not to brag, but we had, like, 20 listeners. We're kind of famous. if you like us,
listen next week.
Yeah, tune in next week. We'll be here. We might have even another guest or two.
Yeah.
If Matt or Max choose to join us. So, yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for having me, Dorothea, as a guest now.
This is our show.
Soon it'll be official. I'm okay, a guest. I'm untrained.
Let me clear this up. Emmeline is not a guest. This is also her show, and okay. She's being crazy.
Thank you for having me. Uh-huh. As a guest.
Okay, Grace is kind of a guest, but also Grace will probably be on the show like every week, so she's kind of not a guest.
I'm a permanent guest.
She's a permanent guest.
She's a permanent character. She's a main character.
She's one of the protagonists. She also gets all the perks of not getting trained, but getting to be on the show.
What if we killed off your character, though?
Don't do that. I'll come back.
Oh. Yeah, so that's it for us. But if you like us, find us on Bumble.
No. Don't do that.
Emmeline will be the hot one. Just look out for that.
Just look for the hot one in the Bowie shirt. That's Emmeline.
You know, I wear different shirts, too.
Do you?
They'll look out for that.
Okay. So, bye. And hopefully, see you next week.
Bye.
So long.
So long. Feel the weight, feel the space in the void in my own time. I'm surrounded in pain passed down through my bloodline. I've tried to escape from the maze, but it's no use. These chains never break, never budge, never come loose. Stories over. Stories over.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even...
Ooh, I thought I knew you. Ooh, I thought I had you figured out, but you've been misbehaving. Turns out you're everything you say you're not.